How to communicate expectations without micromanaging. Effective leadership requires a delicate balance between providing clear direction and allowing team members the autonomy they need to thrive. The challenge lies in communicating expectations in a way that empowers rather than constrains, guides rather than controls. When leaders fail to strike this balance, they often fall into the trap of micromanagement, a leadership style that stifles creativity, reduces employee engagement, and ultimately undermines organizational performance. Micromanagement occurs when leaders become overly involved in the day-to-day activities of their team members, monitoring every task, decision, and interaction. While this approach may stem from good intentions such as ensuring quality or meeting deadlines, it typically signals a lack of trust and can create a toxic work environment. The key to avoiding this pitfall lies in learning how to set clear expectations while fostering an environment of trust, accountability, and autonomy. Understanding the root causes of micromanagement. Before exploring effective communication strategies, it's essential to understand why leaders resort to micromanagement in the first place. Often, the tendency to micromanage stems from fear of failure, fear of losing control, or fear that team members won't meet standards without constant oversight. Some leaders micromanage because they lack confidence in their team's abilities, while others do so because they haven't developed the skills to delegate effectively. Another common cause is unclear expectations. When team members don't understand what's expected of them, leaders may feel compelled to provide constant guidance and correction. This creates a vicious cycle where unclear communication leads to micromanagement, which in turn reduces employee confidence and independence, making them more reliant on managerial oversight. Recognizing these underlying causes is the first step toward developing a more effective leadership approach. Understanding the psychology behind micromanagement behavior can help leaders identify their own tendencies and work to overcome them. The foundation, building trust through clear communication. Effective expectation setting begins with establishing trust between leaders and team members. Trust is built through consistent, transparent communication that demonstrates respect for employees' capabilities and judgment. When team members feel trusted, they're more likely to take ownership of their work and meet or exceed expectations without constant supervision. Clear communication involves more than just telling people what to do. It requires explaining the why behind expectations, providing context for decisions, and ensuring that team members understand how their work contributes to larger organizational goals. This type of communication helps employees see the bigger picture and make informed decisions when faced with unexpected situations. Transparent communication also means being honest about challenges and constraints. When leaders share relevant information about project timelines, budget limitations, or strategic priorities, team members can better understand the rationale behind expectations and make more informed choices about how to approach their work. Setting smart expectations, specificity without control. One of the most effective ways to communicate expectations without micromanaging is to use the SMART framework: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This approach provides clarity without dictating exactly how tasks should be completed, giving team members the freedom to determine their own methods while ensuring they understand what success looks like. Specific expectations eliminate ambiguity and reduce the need for constant clarification. Instead of saying improve customer satisfaction, a specific expectation might be increase customer satisfaction scores by 15% as measured by our quarterly survey. This level of specificity provides clear direction without prescribing the exact steps to achieve the goal. Measurable expectations allow both leaders and team members to track progress objectively. When expectations include quantifiable outcomes, there's less need for subjective judgment calls that might lead to micromanagement. Team members can self-monitor their progress and adjust their approach as needed. Creating accountability systems that promote independence. Effective accountability doesn't require constant oversight. Instead, it involves creating systems and processes that enable team members to monitor their own progress and seek help when needed. Building a culture of accountability requires intentional effort to establish clear metrics, regular check-ins, and feedback mechanisms that support rather than control. Regular one-on-one meetings are an essential component of accountability systems. These meetings should focus on progress, obstacles, and support needs rather than detailed task management. By asking questions like, "What challenges are you facing?" and "How can I support you?" leaders demonstrate trust while remaining informed about project status. Progress reports and dashboards can also promote accountability without micromanagement. When team members are responsible for updating their own progress and sharing it with the team, they develop greater ownership of their work while keeping leaders informed. This approach shifts the focus from oversight to support, creating a more positive dynamic. The power of outcome-based management. One of the most effective strategies for avoiding micromanagement is to focus on outcomes rather than processes. When leaders communicate clear expectations about what needs to be achieved rather than how it should be done, they give team members the freedom to innovate and find their own solutions. This approach not only reduces the tendency to micromanage but also encourages creativity and problem-solving skills. Outcome-based management requires leaders to resist the urge to prescribe specific methods or approaches. Instead of providing step-by-step instructions, effective leaders communicate the desired results and allow team members to determine the best path forward. This doesn't mean abandoning all guidance. Leaders should still provide resources, support, and boundaries, but it does mean trusting team members to figure out the details. This approach is particularly effective when working with experienced team members who have demonstrated competence in their roles. Research shows that experienced employees perform better when given autonomy to complete tasks in their own way, as long as they understand what's expected of them. Effective delegation, the art of letting go. Delegation is perhaps the most challenging aspect of leadership for those prone to micromanagement. Effective delegation requires not just assigning tasks but also transferring the authority and responsibility necessary to complete them successfully. This means giving team members the power to make decisions within defined parameters and trusting them to exercise good judgment. When delegating, leaders should provide clear context about the importance of the task, any constraints or limitations, and the level of authority being granted. They should also establish clear communication channels for questions or escalations without creating an expectation of constant updates. Successful delegation also involves accepting that team members may approach tasks differently than the leader would. As long as the outcome meets expectations and adheres to organizational standards, the specific method shouldn't matter. This requires leaders to let go of their attachment to particular processes and focus on results. Building communication rhythms that support autonomy. Establishing regular communication rhythms helps prevent the need for ad hoc check-ins that can feel like micromanagement. Weekly team meetings, monthly one-on-ones, and quarterly reviews create predictable touchpoints for discussion and feedback without creating a sense of constant surveillance. These communication rhythms should be collaborative rather than one-sided. Team members should be encouraged to share their perspectives, raise concerns, and suggest improvements. When communication flows both ways, it builds trust and reduces the leader's anxiety about what's happening between meetings. Effective leaders understand that helping team members doesn't require constant oversight but rather providing the right support at the right time. This might involve removing obstacles, providing resources, or offering guidance when specifically requested. Managing different skill levels and experience. Not all team members require the same level of guidance and support. New employees or those working on unfamiliar tasks may need more direction initially, while experienced team members typically perform best with minimal oversight. Effective leaders adjust their communication style based on the individual's competence and confidence level. For new team members, expectations should be more detailed and include specific milestones and check-in points. As employees gain experience and demonstrate competence, leaders can gradually reduce the level of detail in their expectations and increase the intervals between check-ins. This graduated approach prevents micromanagement while ensuring that team members receive appropriate support. The key is to match your management style to the individual's development level and adjust as they grow in competence and confidence. Creating psychological safety for open communication. Psychological safety, the belief that one can speak up without risk of punishment or humiliation, is essential for preventing micromanagement. When team members feel safe to ask questions, admit mistakes, and raise concerns, leaders don't feel the need to monitor every detail. This open communication prevents small issues from becoming major problems. Leaders can foster psychological safety by responding positively to questions and concerns, treating mistakes as learning opportunities, and modeling vulnerability by admitting their own uncertainties. When team members see that it's safe to be honest about challenges, they're more likely to communicate proactively, reducing the leader's need to constantly check in. Regular team retrospectives can also promote psychological safety by creating structured opportunities for feedback and improvement. These sessions should focus on processes and systems rather than individual performance, encouraging honest discussion about what's working and what isn't. Technology and tools that support autonomous work. Modern technology can help leaders stay informed about project progress without resorting to micromanagement. Project management tools, shared dashboards, and collaborative platforms provide visibility into work status while allowing team members to maintain autonomy over their processes. These tools should be implemented as resources for team members rather than surveillance mechanisms for leaders. When positioned correctly, technology can actually reduce the need for status meetings and email updates, giving everyone more time to focus on meaningful work. The key is choosing tools that enhance rather than hinder productivity. Complex tracking systems that require extensive data entry can create additional work and frustration, while simple, intuitive tools can streamline communication and improve visibility. Measuring success, focus on results, not activity. Micromanagers often focus on activity metrics, how many hours someone worked, how many emails they sent, or how many meetings they attended. Effective leaders, however, focus on results and outcomes. This shift in measurement philosophy naturally reduces micromanagement tendencies by emphasizing what matters most. When setting expectations, leaders should define success in terms of outcomes rather than activities. This might mean focusing on customer satisfaction scores rather than the number of customer calls made, or measuring project completion rather than the number of hours spent in meetings. This outcome-focused approach requires leaders to trust their team members' judgment about how to spend their time and energy. It also encourages innovation and efficiency by allowing team members to find better ways to achieve results. Conclusion. Communicating expectations without micromanaging is fundamentally about trust in your team's abilities, trust in their commitment, and trust in the systems and processes you've established together. This doesn't mean abandoning oversight entirely, but rather shifting from control-based to support-based leadership. Effective leaders provide clear direction, establish accountability systems, and create environments where team members can thrive independently. They understand that their role is not to control every detail but to remove obstacles, provide resources, and guide their teams toward success. By focusing on outcomes rather than processes, building trust through transparent communication, and adapting their approach to individual needs, leaders can create high-performing teams that don't require constant supervision. The result is not only better performance but also higher employee engagement, increased innovation, and a more sustainable leadership approach. The journey from micromanagement to empowering leadership requires patience and practice. It means accepting that team members may make mistakes and finding ways to learn from those mistakes together. Most importantly, it means recognizing that the goal of leadership is not to create dependency but to develop capable, confident team members who can succeed independently. When leaders master the art of communicating expectations without micromanaging, they create organizations where people are motivated to do their best work, where innovation flourishes, and where both leaders and team members can focus on what matters most, achieving meaningful results together.